Good afternoon or good morning and grand rising. We are here with another episode of the Hoodoo and Chill podcast. I'm excited today. Spirit has opened up the door of time for us today, and we are going to be talking about one of my favorite elements of spirituality is time. So I might preach a little bit today. But I think that this message that we are going to deliver today is going to be so in alignment with each and every last one of us. So stay tuned for that. With me, as always, is my beautiful partner in crime, as well as love and light, the co-host of the Who Do and Chill podcast, the one and only LaToya Alexandria.
Good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are listening from. Bon dimanche, je suis aussi avec la magnifique Cerbeo. I am so excited about this show today. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, and we have a wonderful message today for you all. Something that I myself needed to hear and meditate on as we were scripting this, and I am hoping that all of you will receive and it will resonate with you in some way. So before we get started, Sierra, I'm going to let you go ahead and share some announcements about what we have going on with Hoodoo Conjure Root Work.
Well, as always, I want to just give a gracious warm welcome to everyone that is listening from wherever you are listening. A big, big shout out of love to all of our listeners that are in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Charlotte, North Carolina. You guys have been going crazy on the podcast, and right now the majority of our downloads are coming from that area. So we just want to let you all know that we see you, we love you, and we appreciate you. As always, we want to keep this content on air. We want to enhance this podcast experience. We've been doing this almost a year now, so we thank each and every last one of you that have supported us, and those of you who are a part of our podcast supporters, whether you've signed up for $1 a month, $5 a month, or whatever, we really do appreciate you, and we thank you so much for enhancing our ministry and giving us the space and the allotment to create this content and keep it available for you guys consistently every single week. So if you are not a podcast supporter, we implore you, please go on the website hoodooconjurerootwork.com. You can become a supporter for just as low as $1 a month, and best believe you me, every cent helps enhance our podcast and keep this free content on the air available for streaming. So I just want to say another thing too, Toya. You really did an amazing job on our last episode, Lama Dama and Black Mammy. If you have not listened to that episode, it is available for streaming on the podcast. We implore you to take a listen to that, as well as a few other of our latest episodes that are available for your streaming pleasure. But Toya, I really enjoyed doing that episode with you, and I just wanted to give you your flowers today on how well you came through on our last show.
You know, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, first of all. That was a show that definitely hit home. It was a very emotional and heartfelt show. It was something that we all needed to hear. And I always say that. I always say with our podcast, there's always a message, I think. When we decide to put these scripts and podcasts together, we do them in a way that hopefully touches our audience in some way, makes you see things from maybe another perspective, or just give you food for thought. With that one, Sierra, that one was near and dear to my heart, and it was a very emotional podcast. So yes, please, you guys, go take a listen to it. I really enjoy doing it, Sierra and I. That was one of probably the best that we have done together. So thank you so much.
And thank you. This ministry and this journey with you really has changed my life. And I thank you every day that you get up with me and we get this done. So it's just a blessing to be here today. So today, our topic for the floor is time wasted on time, wasting time waiting on confirmation. And I feel like a lot of people, when they first hear that, it may or may not rub you the wrong way, because the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, what's wrong with confirmation? Shouldn't we get confirmation before we make a move? And you should. And we're gonna break this down further about how a lot of times the confirmation that you received has been overlooked, or Spirit has already revealed to you what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, yet you are still seeking your own version of things. And I call this, when as it relates to card reading, those of you who've taken classes with me, flipping for answers instead of accepting the spread that has been laid before you. So I think today is going to be a very, very in-depth conversation that Toy and I have scripted for you and packaged together, I think, so beautifully. We're going to talk a lot about blind faith. We're going to talk a lot about lack of faith, lack of confidence, and different techniques that you can use to implore that, and how to build a better relationship, confidence building, not only with your ancestors and your spirit guides, but within yourself as well. I think that anything, any changes, any shape shifting that we do on the metaphysical side of things, where it is for your betterment, you should also balance that energy and take that into your physical life, into your mundane life as well. Because when both planes, which you have to live on, the metaphysical and the physical, when they are in alignment, my people, you will be in alignment, your life will be in alignment. So today we're first going to open up the floor and talk about spiritual first responders and what that looks like and what exactly that is as it relates to this topic.
The Hoodoo and Chill podcast will return after this short ad break.
Hey, are you enjoying the show? If so, don't forget to follow Hoodoo and Chill on Apple and Spotify and leave us a 5-star rating. Tell us what you love about the show in the reviews. We love to hear from you. To keep this free content on air, please support the show by sending a donation of love using one of the donation links in the descriptions. Donations keep our podcasts alive and also give us the ability to enhance our content. We graciously thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.
Now, before I pass the mic back over to our mistress of the room and of the floor today, I want you all to think about some of the first responders in your own life. And if we have any real life first responders, any of you that work in the ER, any of you that are police officers, firefighters, medical transport, you know, we want to just give you some love today. Because think about just how important it is for us to have our first responders in our own physical life. And I am going somewhere with this. I really want you all to create a mental picture with me so that this message today will sink in. Now imagine if, and God forbid any of this is happening to you, but imagine a person who was involved in an emergency, whether it was medical, physical, what have you, and they dialed 911, which is technically our first responders line in the metaphysical. And what if this person called and said, I'm on the floor, I cannot get up, I need someone to help me, or so-and-so, this has happened and I need someone for assistance right now. And what if the agent on the line, instead of them just taking your address or coaching you through the situation, and if any of you do this job, our heart goes out to you as well. What if that agent said to you, well, before I can send anyone, I need confirmation from you that this is an actual emergency. Could you take a picture of what's going on? Or could you prove to me that this is really happening before we actually take the time to send out a firefighter, an ambulance, and a few police cars? Because typically this is what happens. They send the whole envoy, no matter how big or small the situation is. Most of the time when it's an emergency, the firefighters, the medical people, and the police should show up. So in your own life, in your own physical life, you are blessed, no matter how you feel about the police. We're not doing that today. Stay with me. In your own life, you are blessed with first responders on your team, whether the emergency is big or whether it is small. You have the luxury and the comfort of knowing you can always just dial 911. But what happens when the table is flipped and we have to walk into the spiritual realm and you have to be the first responder? Meaning your ancestors, your spirit guides, God, your deities, whatever you have going on. We are all inclusive on Hoodoo and Chill. We don't care what your background is. But whatever it is that you believe in, what happens in the moment where you have to be the first responder, or spirit is requesting your assistance for a first response when they reach out? Unfortunately, but fortunately today, because we can talk about it, I myself included, we've dropped the ball. We lean on our ancestors, we lean on God, we lean on Creator, whatever you believe in, for first response as it relates to our lives when we are in the midst of an emergency. We lean on the police force and our task force for first response whenever there's an emergency in our lives. But for some reason, for us, when we are put in that position and when we are faced with an emergency from spirit and we have to make a quick decision, action, call to action, instead of hopping up and doing what we need to do, we don't. We run to our cards after we just got a reading that says what you need to do. I need confirmation. Or you go to another spiritist and spend more money unnecessarily because I need confirmation. Or you sit back, you wait, and you watch, because there needs to be a rainbow in the sky for you to move a muscle, because I need confirmation. Or you go and you tell your business, this is the big one right here. Most of you do this. You go and you tell your business to any and everybody. You go and you open up pieces of your spiritual journey that truly should just be separate and for yourself, because in this moment, spirit is not asking for an opinion from your family, from your friends, from your loved ones, from your spiritual family. Right now, in this moment, spirit wants your attention. Your ancestors want your attention. The Creator wants your attention, your unfiltered attention right now. I don't need anybody else. Yet when we are faced with this crossroads, instead of doing what has already been shown to us, which is being a first responder, we take our time and we wait until we know for sure that we need to make action, or now it is a time for call to action.
Sierra, that analogy was excellent. thinking about first responders and their jobs, and bless you, we love you, and we thank you, and how that looks. So when you and I were talking about this, we were talking about wasting time looking for confirmation. And as you said, you're kind of flipping the cards. My first thought was, this definitely has to do with a lack of faith. See, because if you had the faith that you claim to have in your ancestors, then you would need additional confirmation, right? However, instead of doing what you would need to do as a first responder, which is to put a plan in place and then execute that plan based on the information that you were given, you take time and you go back and you try to do what I think of, and in my mind's eye, looks like spiritual manipulation. You go to different spiritualists, you use different spiritual methods, you use whatever you can to try to manipulate the situation so that the response from spirit looks like what you want it to look like. You've been given the clarity of a yes or no in most instances, but because it doesn't look the way you want it to look, because the journey is not going to be the way that you want it to be, and because it is not presented to you in a big box with a beautiful red bow, or it has not dropped out of the sky, and you cannot tangibly see it, you go and you try to manipulate the situation by getting different answers, and you call it confirmation. That is not confirmation. That is spiritual manipulation. And best you believe, spirit understands exactly what you are doing. So they're going to give you the same answer over and over and over again. And you are going to waste weeks and months and years trying to get this situation turned around the way that you want it to be, instead of the way that spirit has it laid out to you. You see, here's the thing. If spirit actually told you exactly what you are going to go through in your journey to get where you need to be, based on what you've asked them to do, you would not do it. This is a lot of why, I think this is, honestly, my opinion is this is why we are not given our entire life's path at one time from God, the creator, or any of our spirits. Because honestly, if we were given our path and we would actually know what was ahead of us, if we actually knew the pain and the sorrow and all of these things that we were going to go through in order to achieve that which spirit has already planned for us, we would already say, no, that's okay. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't even want to do it. Let's try something else. Where is your faith? You've been given your answer. Once you are given your answer, as Seer put it, you need to be a first responder. And that first response would be, okay, I have my answer. All right, Spirit, let me go ahead, meditate, put something in place, a plan in place, and execute it. Therefore, I am not wasting all of my time trying to manipulate you into giving me an answer that I want to hear the way that I want it to be presented. I find that this is running rampant in the spiritual community with all of these pulls, these daily pulls that people are doing about the same question. Where is your faith? And we're going to talk a little bit more about building faith and what that looks like. Because I know it is sometimes difficult to have faith in something if you have not seen it firsthand yourself. However, we are going to explain to you how you have already seen it.
You have me jumping up and down over here, by the way. So my analogy this morning, as we were talking about this, you know, just more in depth, I said, you know, a lack of faith is a lack of sight. And for any of you that consider yourselves intuitive or intuitively gifted, or especially if you want to adorn or claim to walk in the path of seership, this should resonate highly with you. And I challenge you. If you are who you say you are, right? You want to build up some real faith? For 1 year, why don't you just stop giving readings to people? Stop even doing them on yourself. Just for 1 year. And let your readings be the direct messages that you get from your ancestors, from your guides, from spirit, or if you claim to walk in seership, the things that you see, write them down. And if you are who you truly say you are, as you watch every last one of these details materialize in front of you, by the end of these 365 days, you will be a much better diviner, reader, seer than you were than when you started. I challenge you to do it. Because how can you truly elaborate on other people's lives if you first can't believe in the things that you're seeing, the things that are being interpreted to you in your own life? Spirit ministered to me this month, and my big saying this month has been, this is exactly how it came to me, we have to be the most faithful among the faithless. And exercising that is only going to make you better. A lot of us are wasting our time because Spirit has already revealed to you what you need to do. Why do you want to continue to question something when you've already gotten the answer? I can give you a short story about me and my own life. I did a reading for myself about something, got a clear answer for it. Took a whole week looking for confirmation. Got the confirmation. And when I finally came back to myself, I realized, dang, I wasted a whole week. I should have been doing this now, because if I would have did this a week ago, this would have already materialized. Spirit already told me what I needed to do, but I still, because it was something uncomfortable for me, you know, I had to get that second confirmation. And, you know, although for some of you it works, it's really truly a sign of spiritual weakness. I hate to bust your bubble. It's truly a sign that you still have not learned to truly trust in Creator, trust in your ancestors, trust in these guides who have taken their time and dedicated themselves to you to give you these messages. Do you know how many people are not able to tap in? That you are walking among many who are lost, many whose eyes will never be open because they were not designed to.
Why make major decisions without knowing the outcome beforehand? Would you like to know where your relationship is headed or what the future holds in store for you? Seer Vale and I want to assist you in making all the right decisions so that you may live your best life. Are you seeking a new career? Does your love life need insight? Or maybe you want to connect with your ancestors or past loved ones. The realm of divination holds all the answers to your future. Allow us to use our psychic abilities, bone reading, cartomancy, tarot, and mediumship to uncover the answers to your future. Go to hoodooconjurerootwork.com under classes and services to book your appointment today. Your spirit guides are waiting to speak to you. That's hoodooconjurerootwork.com to uncover your destiny today.
And then for those of us who want to claim to be so woke or enlightened, or, you know, my eyes have been opened, we still battle with believing in what has been revealed to us. Why is that? I mean, truly, if you think about your own life, right? Just think about all of the trauma, all of the turmoil, everything that you've had to conquer, or the situation that you're in the midst of conquering at this moment, knowing you are going to come out victorious on the other side. Think about every moment when you came out victorious, when you thought that you weren't going to have a place to stay, and look what happened. When you thought that line of income wasn't going to open up for you, and look what happened. When you thought that you were going to spend the rest of your life alone, and you're married for God knows how many years now, and look what happened. Your entire life, to be honest, has been nothing more than spiritual training, a spiritual boot camp, a battleground to bring you to where you are today. You're not weak. If you are a follower or an avid listener to our podcast, and if you listen to it at the end, I bless you each and every last time and remind you that you are strong and you are powerful. And I mean that authentically, because just look at what you've already accomplished. The problem with many of us is we live in this toxically humble space of spirituality where we forget to pat our own selves on the back. We don't thank ourselves enough for how in alignment you had to be with your spirit guides to even overcome what it is that you got through. We forget that it takes a certain level of faith to even put those ancestors on your altar and dedicate your time, your space, and your spirit and your energy to them. Many of you, honestly, are just encumbered by a spirit of fear. And that is what we truly have to eradicate. Because it's the black and white thinking of, I have to know what it looks like for you to make a move. That if this doesn't make sense to me, I'm not going to do it. Toya touched on something so important when she said, you know, if the creator wanted to reveal to you exactly what your life was going to look like for the moment, you know, when you were born, you knew how this was going to go. Many of us would just not doing that. I would like to think sometimes that that's just the method of spirit's madness, you know? I'm not going to tell you what you're capable of. Sometimes I'm just going to throw it at you to show you. Our trauma doesn't always have to be trauma. It can very much be a place of confidence building, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through. You want to be a better reader. You want to be a better diviner. Whatever you pull, or whatever your method is of divination, believe in it. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. Because if you're working with the public, how is someone else believing you and what you're saying if you don't believe in it yourself? The worst thing I can't stand is listening to somebody give a reading and it sounds like they're guessing at it or they are unsure. You're not ready, baby. It's okay. Or maybe this just ain't for you, and that's okay too. I'm more in tune with readers who will tell you, look, when you wake up tomorrow, the sky will be purple with shimmers of gold and won't question it. And when you wake up tomorrow, the sky will be purple with shimmers of gold. You know what I'm trying to say? People who can believe in even the most outlandish things, when it's a message from spirit, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, it's real. Believe in it. It's not always going to be black and white for you, unfortunately. I wish I could say, hey, you're going to walk this path and everything that you need to know is going to be easily mapped in front of you. You're always going to understand it. It's always going to make sense. I would be lying to you. But the best thing that I could give you before I pass it back over to Toya is, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you yourself can't understand it, but the message is clear, just go with it. Take the leap
of faith. Don't wait. Don't waste time seeking confirmation on something that you know to be true. Something that your ancestors has revealed to you to be factual. Don't waste any time. You challenge yourself to be a first responder the first time.
The black and white, Seer. The black and white that you were talking about. It would be so easy for everyone, including myself, if everything was black and white. But let's talk about the gray area. See, because the gray area, which is where the fear comes in, the uncertainty and the lack of faith presents itself, is the one that many of us, when we think we have this thing sewed up and wrapped up, I have faith in my ancestors. I have faith in spirits. And then you hit that gray area and all of a sudden it goes down the drain. And you are constantly trying to divine. You are constantly looking for a black and white answer. And it is not presenting itself. That is where your faith needs to be most prevalent. That is where it needs to be the strongest. Here's the thing. When you are in that gray area, and most of the time, it's in a situation that is life-changing, that is extremely scary, it's hard to move, you don't know what's what, you can't see clearly in front of you, everything is gray, and it's almost left up to interpretation, and I will let you know what I mean by that. When you are in that gray area, spirit is then telling you, I am going to show you who I really am. I'm going to show you how powerful I am. I'm going to show you how powerful you are if you just have faith in me. That's when our faith needs to really shine through during the gray area. Not the black and white. The black and white is lovely. Okay. Even though sometimes the black and white is not delivered the way that we would want it to be delivered, that we would prefer it to be delivered, it's black and white. But when we talk about spirituality, it is never always going to be black and white. And if you are going to be a spiritualist and walk this spiritual path, you are going to have to learn how to deal with the gray area. It doesn't matter what background you're from. Even when it comes to spiritual paths like Christianity and the Bible, you have different interpretations of certain passages and things that have occurred in the Bible. If you talk to certain ministers, that is the gray. But believing what the word says, believing in God himself, and believing that he will do what he does is the black and white. We're talking about faith, right? We're talking about, okay, well, Toya, you're telling me I need to have all this faith during these hardships and during these times when I am so uncertain. How do I do that? Look at your life. Look at everything that you have been through. Look at everything that you have accomplished. Look at all those hardships and those times where you were not able to call on anybody in the physical. All you had was the metaphysical. And things that you never thought were going to come to pass came to pass. That is your proof. That is faith. That is knowing. It can't be any more black and white than that. Looking at past instances of when you were hungry or when you were homeless or you didn't know where your next dollar was going to come from. When you didn't know if you were going to be fired from your job and you were going to get another job. When you didn't know your next move and it was unclear, it was gray and it was dark and it was gloomy. Where you stand right now and the accomplishments that you have made and the way that you have gotten through, not by your own accord, through spirit, is your proof. The proof is in the receipt. The proof is in your life. The gray is where you need faith. Looking at your past and understanding that spirit was there every step, never left your side and never will. is knowing. You look for something to fall from the sky for it to be tangible. That is tangible. Your life is tangible. Your life is proof that spirit is real and will come through for you every time. So the constant questioning and the uncertainty, the overabundance of readings, the daily pulls are not necessary because you already have your answer. And although you cannot see it and the area is gray because you've been there before and they've already gotten you through, you know that they will get you through this as well.
I believe what a lot of us have is selective faith. Because I'm not going to sit here and say that we are faithless or most of you are faithless. That's not the case at all. I think it's just selective, right? It's easier for you to believe in things when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel or when it makes sense to you. A lot of time, fear is derived from the things that we do not understand or the things that fall under the realm of the unknown. So the fear and the selective faith, honestly, they go hand in hand. When you can see it and you can believe it and when it makes sense, your power is at its most highest, and or you think that it is anyway, or you're in this realm, this mask that you put on. I'm vibrating. I know my magic gonna work because I can see it. My reading was clear. My life lining up. Da-da-da. You know, I see a lot of us get supercharged in those moments. But when it doesn't make sense, when it isn't as clear to you as you think it should be or as you would prefer it, that same power that you just had diminishes. And you go into that space of what Toy is called, that gray area of you don't really know, the unknowing. And I say you all and we all should come out of this, because instead of looking at the unknown as this place of powerlessness, why not look at it with potential, right? If you already know the outcome of something, truth be told, there the potential there is gone. You know, there it is, boom. You're going to expect for it to happen the way it said it's going to happen. But when you have to step into the realm of the unknown, that space can truly be a plane of potentiality, because now you open up the door and you open yourself up in for an openness to allow your ancestors to move however which way they need to get the job done. All you need to do is apply that pressure, make those moves, and be that first responder. I'm not saying anything is wrong with seeking confirmation, because sometimes we truly do need it. But I think that we overextend that hand. We overutilize that. I think a lot of times we overlook the daily confirmation that we get and the daily miracles that you are receiving every single day of your life. Every single day of your life, something has happened that was miraculous, because that is the root word of miracle. Something miraculous will happen every single day of your life. I challenge you to see it. If you put on a different lens of life, you will see it. Even if it's just as small as you woke up today, why not see the miracle in that? That no matter what you do, spirit is still breathing with you constantly. It doesn't always have to make sense for you to go ahead and become a first responder. When you get there, do you honestly think the police or anybody that works in this field, they can understand this message the most? Because you don't really know how to assess the situation until you get there, but you're going anyway. And some of us on your spiritual journey, we have to learn how to just put that armor on and just go with it anyway. As you move, as you continue to grow, the pieces that need to be revealed to you will be revealed to you. And it will all make sense.
And then you will see your life start to circle in a realm of confirmation. The things that are happening in your life are confirming your readings. The things that you see actually materializing are confirming that vision that you had, are confirming that feeling that you had. I'm telling you, your relationship with spirit will literally change. It will manifest into something so totally different. Even when you go to your altar, you're going to go with a different type of confidence. No matter what the situation looks like, you are going with this faith of, you know what? We are here to work together. We are here to get the job done. I believe in this. Time and time and time again, you guys have brought me up out of something, and we're going to continue on with this fight. We have to be tough people. This is why you're chosen to even be in this realm of the 1% of this particular walk of spirituality, because it's not for everyone. You are going to have a certain toughness about you. You are going to have to be able to put that armor on when it's necessary. You are going to have to take that leap whenever it is necessary, when spirit requires your service. I don't think that our ancestors always understand or always are in 100% alignment with everything that we request of them, yet they do it anyway. Because at least they understand and have some faith in us. Well, you know what? This may mean something to you. I trust in you. So let me work for you today. I would like to think that, you know, this is very much a reciprocated relationship, that the same faith that we put into them, or we should, they put in you. That the Creator did not tap you on the shoulder because you couldn't do this, because you couldn't load this burden, because you are incapable. You were pulled to the side because you are very much capable. Because you have the design, you, your makeup, your thought process, your ability to change your thinking, your ability to be open, your ability to eradicate black and white thinking. This is the reason why you were chosen. It's not by chance. It wasn't because somebody flipped a coin or your name came up in some crazy, you know, bucket of whatever. It was because you were capable. You are capable. And sometimes faith building is just building up a little bit of confidence in yourself as well. You got to believe in yourself to believe in somebody else or believe in something else. I want to see more of you lifting yourself up the same way you are lifting up your ancestors. The same way that you're pouring into them, loving on them. I want you to love on yourself too. I truly feel like if we can get to a place of this, when we are confronted with that gray area that Toya is talking about, dealing with that space will be a lot easier for you. And even when things don't make sense, at least you'll be in a realm of faith, in not only just in your ancestors, but in yourself, that you're going to make the right decision. Because I want to remind you too, about all the right decisions that you've made. People don't give other people enough credit where it's due. We always got to be reminded about our trauma when things are messed up. But what about when you was right? What about when you were right? What about when you did the right thing that first time? Remember who that person was? When you didn't question it and you just moved and you did it because you knew? This is why I'm talking to you today. Because you are that person. You just have to go there and turn that on. And stay in that place, eradicate the selective faith, the selective spirituality, the selective when I want to work with my ancestors. No, ingrain that into your personality. Let that piece of yourself show constantly. Get more in contact with that part of yourself. Because you've already been there. You've done it before. And if nobody else is going to pat you on the back and big you up and give you credit or your flowers where it's due, I'm doing it today.
What you are telling everybody right now is so true. All of you guys are so powerful. And if we are looking at the simple miracles, as Sir said, that of just waking up, which is a miracle in itself, you know that you have purpose. So that right there, that small thing, waking up in the morning, that little miracle right there, you can rest assured that your ancestors and God, or whoever you believe in, did not wake you up so that you could wallow in misery and uncertainty for the rest of your life. Understand that you have purpose. Have faith in that. And that maybe they give us the gray area more often than we like because they're protecting us. Because if we saw what was really in front of us, as I said before, we would say, we don't want any part of it. They will allow you to have and put in front of you as much as they know you can take. And maybe at this moment in time, everything was laid out in front of you and just crystal clear. You wouldn't actually walk this path because you're not ready. So they're going to give you what you're ready for. And sometimes we may not understand exactly why, but it is for our own protection. Think about that. Those of you who have children, you don't tell them all the details of every single thing for their protection. There's a reason for that. It's not that you're lying to them, but you are not giving them the entire story to protect them to a certain extent. I know I've done it with my daughter, especially at certain ages where they cannot comprehend exactly what is going on. Rest assured that spirit knows exactly where you are in your journey and whether or not you can comprehend what they have in store for you. So they give it to you in bits and pieces based on where you are in your spiritual walk. That is for your protection. And that's the gray area.
I want to thank all of you who stayed for this message today because it was for you. This was packaged for you. And you listen to yourself when something said, tune in today. This is what you need to listen to. And this is why I believe in you, because you are showing yourself accountable and capable. Sometimes you just have to be reminded of what your potential truly is or how far it can extend. I send each and every last one of you out today, not only in prosperity, because I always speak on that, but I send you out today in a space of faith. I send you out today to build your faith up, to build your confidence up. And spirit has been on my heart this month, just, you know, ministering on faith, because we are living in unprecedented times. My people, do y'all understand that? Like, we are truly living right now in times that are so unprecedented. We don't really know what's going to happen. And the only thing right now that is going to get you through is the faith that you have in yourself, your ancestors, and whatever you believe in. Our hope is the Creator. You are living in a time and a space right now where things are not designed for it to make sense. But if you are getting messages, if things are being revealed to you, I want you to stop questioning them. I want you to stop looking for this confirmation when spirit has already given it to you. I want you to be a first responder, and I want you to act. I want you to make a conscientious decision today that you are no longer going to allow yourself to be stagnant when you know for sure that this message is for you. I want you to have some faith in yourself. I want you to remind yourself of all of the times that you were right. Remember that person and pull from that energy. I want you to remember all of the times when your ancestors came through for you in the moment when you asked them to. That is the space where you need to pull this energy from. I send you out in love. I send you out in light today. I ask spirit to bless your hands. May they be like the Midas touch. May all the things the people, the endeavors, the projects that you lay your hands on, as well as your children. May it flourish. May they flourish. May it manifest and materialize in front of your face as if it were gold. Remember who you are, my people. You come from the best of the best. And your bloodline is divine. And with that, we release you into the atmosphere. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your dedication to our podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Apple and Spotify. Leave us a comment. Tell us how much you enjoyed the show and what we can do to make it better. Also, donations keep our podcast alive, and we appreciate you so much for sending a donation of love. See you next time on the next episode of Hoodoo and Chill.